We begin the current and last daf in Sefes Bo Metziah, daf Kuf Yud Tes. We begin at the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, explaining the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had a machlekes between Remeah and Rabbi Yehuda regarding when you have two gardens, one on top of the other, meaning side by side, but one is higher than the other. So you have earth, that is the wall between the lower one and the upper one, which the earth belongs to the upper one, but if the something that's going to be planted there, like garlic or onions coming out, is going to be in the airspace of the lower one, who do the vegetables belong to? Remeah says it belongs to the upper garden, to the one that has the earth, and Rabbi Yehuda says it belongs to the low one, the one that it's in the airspace. So Rava explained that everyone agrees that what's in the soil itself, the ikur, that primary part, of obviously belongs to where it is, which is in the earth of the upper garden. The machlekes was regarding the neifei, the part that comes out, the branch part, the part where the actual herb is, on the outside, that was where the machlekes was. What's the machlekes? So Rava said, do we say shadi neifei basi ikur? Do we see that the outer part, the expansive part, do we see it as a part and parcel of the primary part, the root, which is in the ground? Remeah says, you see it as part of the ikur, and therefore, just like the ikur belongs to the upper one, so to the neifei. Remeah disagreed, and he says, you see it as an independent piece, and since it's in the airspace of the low one, it belongs to the low one. Now, the Gemara actually said that we find this machlekes that they have in a braisa, which is talking about when someone who buys a tree from someone else, but he doesn't own the ground, and then a new tree comes out from where the tree that he bought itself is. Remeir says, no matter if the new tree comes out from the roots of the old tree or from even the trunk of the new tree, doesn't make a difference. Where does it get its nourishment? Where is its ikur? The roots of even the new tree is from the ground, and therefore it goes to the Baal HaKarka, not to the one who bought the tree. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who does not hold Shadu Neifei Basi Ikari, therefore if the new tree is coming out of the trunk of the person who bought the tree, he gets that new tree too, because we view it as part of this tree. Whereas if it's from the Shirash, and then he agrees it's going to be part of the ground. Again, because of their machlekes, afav yishad the neifei basi ikur or not. And that Agamar continues on the top of Kofi Tesa Ben Aleph, v'tznan namigabe arlekai gavna. Now, the same type of machlekes we have between Rebbeinu and Rehuda we find in regards to a braisa in the halachas of Arla. Arla is that the fruits of the tree in the first 3 years are forbidden to have anah from. So the braisa says, Elon, regarding a tree, hayyotzi min hagezdo min hasharashin, that's coming out from the trunk of a pre-existing tree or from the roots of a pre-existing tree. So the first opinion says, Chayiv ba'arla divrei meir. Meir says that new tree is obligated in halachas of arla. Why is that? Because we view it as its own independent tree. Because if it's coming from the shirashim, meaning from the ground, then for sure it's a new tree. But even if it's coming out of the trunk of an old tree, since it's within three tfachim from the ground, we view it as part of the ground. Now, although it's not literally coming from the ground, it's coming from the trunk of the old tree, but that's the halach of Shadei Neifei Basi Ikari, that we view the outgrowth as where's the primary, where's everything coming from the ground. So it's like this new tree is planted in the ground, which is like a new tree. Because if it was part of the old tree, it wouldn't have a halach of Arla. It'd be like a branch on the old tree, which the fruits are permitted. We view it as based on the Ikar, and therefore the halachas of Arla apply. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, minageza potter. If it's coming out of the trunk of a pre-existing tree, which is around for many years, then even though it's a new tree, it's going to be exempt because we view it as based on the neifei and the outer part. Where is that coming from? From a tree, not a new tree. Therefore, it's exempt from the halachas of Arla. Minasharash and chai, but again, as in the previous halacha, if it's coming out of the roots, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that's like it's coming from the ground itself. And if it's like a new tree, then it'd be chai and Arla. Again, because he holds that you're not shadi neifei basi ikari, and therefore when it comes from the trunk, you're not going to be chai and Arla. Now that's the Gemara Tzrichi. Now we had to say the Machlekes remain Rabbi Yehuda, both in regards to the braisa of the halachas of when you buy a tree, is that new tree that comes out of it, the buyer's new tree, or it's the seller's who owns the land's tree, and so it's regarding this halacha of the halachas of Arla. Why? The Ashmina Kamai said we only had the first halacha from the previous staff regarding someone who buys a tree. But how come Rabbi Yehuda, we could say that over there Rabbi Yehuda said that you're not going to be shadi neifei basi ikur, and we're going to say we view it as where it is, which is coming out of this guy's tree, so he gets the new tree too. Shem de b'mayna. We could say because that's a monetary law, and that we see it as it is. Avagabe arla di isur, but regarding arla, which is a prohibitory law, Eimem moide l'remeir would say maybe he agrees to remeir, and that you have to be stringent, and say that we view it as where it's nourishing from, which is basi ikur, and then it would have the halach of arla. Therefore, we have to say that even there, Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, it's not going to be chayv and arla. Now, v'yit me'baha, had we only said their machlekes in the second case regarding arla, we would say, b'ha kam remeir. Only there did remeir say that it's shadi nefe basi ikari and it's going to be chayv and arla because it's an iser. regarding the case of a guy who bought a tree, and then the new tree comes out of that trunk of that tree itself, then there he would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you wouldn't say you busted your car, because regarding monetary law, we wouldn't have that stringency, and we would say that the one who bought the tree gets the new tree too. Therefore, we have to say it even over there that Rabbi Meir is going to hold that no, since ultimately where is it coming from? It's nourishing from the ground, and even the new tree from the trunk is considered the landowner's tree. Now, the Mishnah concluded that Amr Shimon, he had somewhat of a compromise, although that he's following the basic halacha of Rabbi Meir, that it is that when there's two gardens, one near each other, and it's coming out of the side of the earth of the higher garden, it belongs to the one who is on the upper garden because it's his earth. But he said, "Kol she'el yinyochel lifshad l'chulu." If the person on the upper garden could reach over, because here it's beyond his field, it's on the side which is going down the cliff. Whatever he could reach, that's considered his. Beyond that, as Rashi explained, he's going to be embarrassed to like have to go down and knock on the guy's door and say, "Could I get mine, which are only accessible through your field?" That is mafkir. That goes to the lower field's owner. Now, Amri de Berbiana, he qualifies this halacha. It's ubavach le'anis, as long as he doesn't force himself. In other words, whatever he could reach with the normal means, that's considered what he could reach to, and that was the halacha of Reb Shimon, that's going to belong to the upper ones. But whatever he could reach, but he's going to have to contort himself and reach all the way and press himself that he could reach, that's not included in the halacha of Reb Shimon, and that would belong to the lower field's owner. Bayer Ravon, and Ravon asked, some say it was Reb Yirmiyah asked, Magiel Neufe, what's the halacha if he could reach the part that sticks out of the ground, but ve'emagili kari, but he can't reach the part which is inside the, because it's sticking up these herbs. So he can reach the neife part, the foliage part, but he can't reach the part that's inside. Is that considered that it's reachable? Or let's say magili kari ve'emagili neife. What if, let's say, he could actually only reach the root part, but he can't reach the part that comes out? Because let's say where it's hanging down, where it doesn't have vitality, it's hanging down. So he can't reach the neife part. My, what's the halacha? That's a zigmar take, let it stand. It's not clear what was the protocol of Reb Shimon regarding that you have to be able to reach it. Is it, let's say, you can only reach one of the two parts, the ikkar or the naifai, is that going to be enough to be considered the upper garden's herbs? Now, the Gemara concludes, Amar Ephraim Safra, who is Tamidir Shir Rish Lakish, he said, Mishum Rish Lakish, name of Rish Lakish, the halacha of Reb Shimon, halacha falls like this, halacha of Reb Shimon, which is in this compromise between the Machlekes, Reb Meir, and Reb Yehuda, regarding these herbs that grow out of the side of this upper field's garden, where whatever he could reach is his, whatever beyond that, lower than that, is going to belong to the lower garden's owner. Now the Gemara concludes, Amru Kamei the Shavar Malka. So they said this halacha in front of King Shapur, which Rashi says literally it's Shavar Malka, who is the Persian king who is very proficient in law. And they said over this halacha, Reb Shimon of the Mishnah, in front of him, and he praised it. And Amaluhu, he said to them, Apirion, which means our grace, Nimtaya should reach L'Reb Shimon to Reb Shimon. In other words, he should receive our grace and our appreciation for him for coming up with such a smart and righteous resolution of this machlekes that we had in the case of the Mishnah. Now Rashi actually brings that those who want to translate Shabur Malka as Shmuel, the Amor Shmuel, because many times in Shas he was called King Shapur because they were both very intelligent in regards to halachas of dinim. But Rashi says that would be hard to translate because what did they tell Shmuel? If they said over to him the halacha of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, what Shmuel didn't know what it's written in the Mishnah, and if they had told him over this halacha of Ephraim Safra that said in the name of Rish Lakish the halacha is like Reb Shimon, what do you mean? And if he had not said over the halacha of Rish Lakish that halacha is like Reb Shimon in front of Shmuel, Shmuel does not know dinim enough to have praised the halacha of Reb Shimon until he heard it from Rish Lakish, who said the halacha is like him. Rather, it must be that it was actually a non-Jewish king who they not aware of Talmud and of the halachas, and they told him of the halacha, and he was impressed, and he said, "Wow, nimtai this apirion namtil Shimon. Let's give him a thanks because that was a really intelligent and way of interpreting the law." Hadnolach abayis v'aliyah. We shall return to the 10th parak of Masechet Bava Metzia, parak abayis v'aliyah, uslikalah Masechet Bava Metzia, and we have concluded the Masechet of Bava Metzia.